This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is weighing a response to Iran for the strike on Saudi oil's industry. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Iran's foreign minister says a U.S. or Saudi Arabian attack on Iran would set off an all-out war. In Abu Dhabi, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says diplomacy is the way to work this out.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Iran can't get away with this.
Restoring deterrence is going to require a military response that will create some amount of pain so they'll be less likely to do this again. And to me, it's not an all-out war scenario unless Iran wants it to be.
Iran's foreign minister says they will have a lot of casualties, but they won't blink to defend their country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A powerful suicide truck bomb devastated a hospital in southern Afghanistan, killing as many as 20 people, wounding more than 90 others. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The Taliban, who claimed responsibility for the bombing, have carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks with the U.S. collapsed earlier this month. The massive explosion destroyed part of the hospital in Qalat, the capital of southern Zabul province, and left a fleet of ambulances broken and battered. Hours earlier, a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, blamed on U.S. forces, killed and wounded as many as 30 people, most of them civilians. There is no immediate response to requests for comment from the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company have been acquitted on criminal charges related to the 2011 meltdown of three reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeastern Japan. The executives, the only people facing prosecution for the disaster, were accused of negligence for failing to act on warnings. The plant was threatened by a tsunami that followed a 9.0 magnitude earthquake. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he cannot say for sure how many times he's worn brown or blackface. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
At first, Trudeau did not answer repeated questions about how many times he wore blackface or brownface. As of Thursday afternoon, three photos surfaced.
I am wary of being definitive about this because the recent pictures that came out, I had not remembered.
The most recent photo of Trudeau in brownface was taken at a 2001 Arabian Nights party when he was 29 years old. With his bid for re-election a month away, the prime minister apologized and begged Canadians to forgive him. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist blue and white party won the most seats in parliament in this week's election. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's election, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both Netanyahu and Gantz called for a unity government, but Gantz said he should lead the next government since his party won more seats than Likud. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong. It's an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. Some of the key activists in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement are on Capitol Hill this week. Denise Ho, one of them.
I want to thank the Congress for giving the support because, this is a message to these Hong Kong people that we are not isolated in this fight. We are in the forefront of this very global fight for universal values.
After months of protest, activists in Hong Kong succeeded in forcing the withdrawal of an extradition bill widely seen as an incursion by the mainland Chinese government. If legislation passes in Washington, the bill would allow President Trump to use an act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses while ensuring protesters are not denied entry visas to the United States and that Hong Kong is complying with U.S. sanctions and laws. Washington State's Attorney General is suing U.S. President Donald Trump to stop him from diverting $89 million from a military project to help find the border or fund the border wall with Mexico. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed his lawsuit Thursday in federal court in his state. He asserts that Trump's emergency declaration and plans to divert military funds for the border wall are unconstitutional because Congress never authorized that money. Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. R&B.